Ladies and gentlemen, we're sorry we're late. We did open the meeting up at 7 o'clock, but I would like to open this meeting up with the pledge one more time, if the board would agree. So please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing for a moment of silent meditation. Thank you. I have a motion to come out of exec session. Rob, second. Terry, all in favor? Opposed? Okay, we are now in public session. We're going to start off with, I guess, recognition, Jim, huh?
If I could ask Mrs. Schmittan to take the first recognition.
Good evening, everyone. This year, we had our annual Sachem Spelling Bee over at Cayuga, and we are happy tonight to honor our participants as well as our winners. This is an annual event that has been organized by the Sachem School District for quite a long time right now. We are so proud of the students that were participating and our winners from each of our buildings. So we're going to start by sharing our winners from each of our buildings. So first, from Cayuga, we have Jamie Stucco and Alexander Chopek.
Come up. Right there, huh? Face the audience. Right here. Back up. All the way. Keep going.
Good job.
Keep going. All the way to the step, hon. Good.
Okay. And from Chippewa, we have Caitlin Austin and Alex Vittoro. From Gate Lot, Sarah Brettenbecker and Quinn Cresciendo.
There they go.
Good job. I hope I said your names okay. From Grundy, Christian Hershey and Natalie Manella. From Hiawatha, Logan Merario and Varun Patel. From Linwood, Sid Sheff and Ashlyn Evans. From Merrimack, James Monteverde and Johanna Juro Sorto. That's a tough one. From Nokomis, Chaz Zena and Chloe Caterano. From Tamarack, Katie Margolis and Aaron Young. From Tecumseh, Mateo Caporaro. From Waverly, Anya Husson. And from Winona, Megan Shanley and Casely Johnson. And before we announce our winners, we just want to say first to all of the children that are in front of us, what a great job you all did as spellers. We watched some of those final rounds, and those words were extremely challenging. So we are very proud of all of you. And last but definitely not least, our winners. Our first runner-up and our winner went to battle for quite a few rounds, as we all witnessed. It was an extremely nail-biting performance, and we were all excited for them. The last two words came down to despicable and irreverent, two challenging words, and it was amazing to watch the two spellers go at it with this. We are so proud of them. Our first runner-up is Nusrat Razam. Nusrat is from Tecumseh. And our first winner happens to be from Mr. Aguero's building at Waverly, Matthew Weiss. We are very proud of you, and we want to say thank you also to all the principals who served as judges and attended the event. Good job, everyone. If the elementary principals who are present would like to come join us for a photo, please come on up.
Hey, what does that mean?
The budget, tough budget.
No, it's all right.
For our next recognition, if I could ask Mr. Blyberg to come up.
Good evening, Mr. Falco, Mr. Nolan, members of the Board of Education and Cabinet. It's my pleasure tonight to introduce to you the coach of our varsity boys bowling team, Coach Weinstein, who will introduce the members of county championship team.
Do I have to push to talk on this?
I think it's on.
All right. Good evening. The Sachem boys bowling team are the best group of bowlers I've ever had the pleasure of coaching. The season has been full of achievement and excitement. An early highlight this season was beating rival East Islip while breaking a single game record of 1,323 pins. For the bowling people that are out there, they understand, but for everybody else or the math people, that's over 265 a man. That's almost, it's close to like five perfect games in one game as a team. That day, they also chased a three-game national team record, falling just short with a total of 3,727 pins. Throughout the year, the team averaged 1,111 for the year, winning League 2 with a commanding 13-1 record. The boys went on to win the county championships, breaking a Suffolk County record with a total of 6,918, which is over a 230 average per bowler. Their desire to win pushed them to victory in a dramatic come-from-behind victory in the final frame of the sixth game. Their refuse-to-lose attitude kept them as champions this year. We will be competing in the state championships on March 5th, this Saturday, in Buffalo, New York. We get to leave at an amazing 4:30 a.m. Friday morning. So at this time, I'd like to introduce my team.
That's without bumpers, too, though, scores.
Yeah.
Liam Beauchamp. Justin DiMaggio. Ryan DiMaggio. John Clark. Sean McCarthy. Bobby Ramsey. Michael Grimaldi. Christopher Dumas. Anthony DeJokis.
You want to line up in between the people, please? Thank you. There you go. That's great. Gentlemen, you're all looking right here. That's perfect. Stay right like that, guys. Big smiles. Last one. You stay right there for the parents.
We have the visitors section. Frank Sirica.
It's awesome to see children like that, loved, taken care of, nurtured. Good evening, President Falco, Vice President Timo, trustees of the board, Superintendent Nolan, members of district administration. Having families of your own, you fully understand that there is no stronger love than that of a mother for her child. Mysteriously, this love increases geometrically when a mother learns that her baby is gravely ill. It has come to my attention that two of Sachem's own, a mother of a newborn child and a mother of a child less than a year and a half old, are in desperate need of help. Yet, you have decided to refuse this help. I have listened to you talk of the Sachem family. I have heard the claim that no arrow will be left behind. Yet, when two of Sachem's own reach out to you for help, you close the door in their faces. This is not how a family reacts to loved ones. Not only do these women face lost wages, they also face the loss of medical insurance, that fragile lifeline that may be the only hope for their gravely ill children. One of these children may not even survive. I have members that will be retiring with many years' worth of days. They will not receive 1 cent of compensation for these days. Yet, you refuse to permit them to contribute days to the sick banks of mothers of sick babies. You know me, ladies and gentlemen. I have never, ever said no. I have always been willing to talk things through. I urge you to reconsider your positions. As you well know, no man is an island, and help is a two-way street. I have buildings full of eager teachers willing to give these desperate mothers days toward a sick bank so that they may be by their children's side in their moments of need. No child should ever be denied the love of his mother when it is most needed. We, as educators, are asked to lead by example. We tell the children in our charge to always do the right thing. We are told by experts that our children learn from the examples that we have set. I leave you with this one question. What have you taught the children of this community by your actions? Thank you, and good night.
Okay, we'll start the item personnel items. Consent agenda items for personnel items 5A1 through 5B3. A motion, please. Bill, second, Terry. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. 10-year increment for teaching personnel. Motion, please. Sal, second, Terry. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of substitute teachers. Motion, please. Terry, second. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going through consent. Let's just go do this one, and then we'll vote on the balance. I have a motion and a second for the substitute. Motion, please. Sal, second. Rob, any questions? All in favor? All right. The next is the balance of the personnel items. Consent agenda. A motion, please. Rob, second. Sal. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Okay.
Tony, yes, tonight the board just approved a new school lunch manager. Lisa Zednick is here. Maybe if Lisa could stand up. She's a registered dietitian.
Congratulations, Lisa. Thank you, Lisa. Okay. Sorry about that. Action items. Mini contracts agenda 611 through 614. Motion, Rob. Second, Sal. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. 614. 6.2. Approval of amendment to agreement with Edge Document Solutions. Motion, please. Terry, second. Sal, any questions?
Question. Bruce, that's just a, an amendment to some of the printing that's being done. They're going to generate more reports with regards to report cards and things like that.
This is actually from the state assessments. Okay. This is the company that actually produces our student scores mm-hmm. after the state assessments and translates them to the student portal for
okay.
parents.
Okay. So thank you.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 6.3, approval of coaching assignments for the 15-16 school year. Motion, please. Motion. Sal, second. Rob, any questions? Laura, I'm sorry.
For the girls' middle school lacrosse, Samoset, they're both rescinded. So is there another coach being appointed or?
I believe Pete's working on that right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other questions? All in favor?
All right.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 6.4, approval of the amendment of to special education settlement agreement. Motion, please. Laura, second. Bill, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. 6.5, recommendation from the Committee on Special Education. Motion, please. Sal, second. Terry, second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Monthly reports. Anybody here from the legislator or the advisory, budget advisory? Dana?
Okay, so when I was here last week, I told you that I had scheduled a legislative forum for March 10th. Unfortunately, I personally have a scheduling conflict for that evening. I'll be down in Washington, D.C. I have appointments to be lobbying on Capitol Hill that day. I was going to go forward with it anyway, even though I wasn't going to be here, but I spent Monday up in Albany lobbying for our school district and for funding, and I spoke to many staffers throughout the day. I had meetings only with Senator Croce and Senator Boyle. The assemblymen were not in attendance for most of the day because there was an assemblywoman who passed away, and it was the day of her funeral, so they canceled all appointments and they were not available. But in speaking with all the staffers and just some like really knowledgeable people up in Albany, they felt that our forum on March 10th was not really going to change much of what was going to happen with the budget. And since we only had two people attending anyway and I was unable to attend, I decided to cancel it. We're going to reschedule. We also talked about bringing in the students, and Shannon and I had a nice conversation this evening while you were in exec session. So I was thinking about a couple of things. I made a lot of notes here. I was thinking that in the interim, because we really want to get our message across to the governor right now, we know that our legislators, our assemblymen, and our senators are really working for us. But we need to get a word across to the governor. And whether or not it will change anything, we need to get our voices heard. So New York State PTA does a virtual lobby day. And I have been spearheading that for the last several years. And I thought that we could do a Sachem virtual lobby day or a virtual lobby week. And I would like to meet with, you know, anyone who is interested, whether it be from the community or from other, you know, the Board of Ed, the union, and the students. And I thought that we could have a night that we could be brainstorming and putting together our message. And, you know, kids are great with their phones. So we could be tweeting messages to the governor, and we could be using all other kinds of social media that, you know, I probably have no idea, you know, what is the new thing to use. But I thought that might be a great way to get students involved. And, of course, emailing as well. We could craft a message that they could send. So I would like to have that meeting on – I'm planning a meeting on March 15th. And I'm going to work out the particulars. I'll send emails out to everybody to work out all the details. I thought that we could have our virtual lobby week, the week of March 21st, before we head into spring break. And then the two dates that I'm looking at for a newly scheduled forum would be April 7th or April 14th. They're both Thursdays. The problem that I had with rescheduling for March, I spoke to one of Senator Croce's staffers. He literally was booked every single day in March because from mid-March on, there in Albany, for the week. They don't come home on Thursdays. You know, they're there. Normally, they'll leave on a late Monday. They're there Tuesday and Wednesday. They come home Wednesday night. But because of the budget season, they're not there. So that was a problem in March. So I'm looking at April 7th or April 14th. And we can talk after the meeting because I would like to keep, you know, all of you involved to pick one or the other. Those two Thursday nights on the Sachem calendar that's on the website, unless something has been scheduled since it's been posted, those are clear evenings to have a forum. So that would be that. And then I wanted to let you know that when I was there in Albany on Monday, again, Catherine Nolan canceled her appointment with us. We met with several of her staffers. A couple of them were interns. And when you do meet with the staffers, generally they take a lot of notes and then they just bring your message back. Sometimes it's better to meet with them. Sometimes you get more work done with them. But we did not have a meeting with her face-to-face. We met. It's interesting. You know, we always meet with John Flanagan when we're there. And I always stay a little bit longer to talk about Sachem. But now that he has the top job there as the Senate Majority Leader, he sent his counsel and an analyst from the Senate Finance Committee. Two individuals that I've met with many times before when they sat on the staff of the previous majority leader. So John Flanagan did not meet with us individually. And later on, when Senator Boyle and Senator Croce came off the Senate floor, we'd requested that he come out as well, and he did not. So I never saw him on Monday. We met with Jerry Hochman. He's the Deputy Secretary of Education for Governor Cuomo, and we're talking to him about the heroin epidemic and the task force that the Assembly has and the Senate has. Some of you have been around a little bit longer than others, and if you recall, 6 years ago, coming out of Sachem, we had legislation called Denise's Law, and we worked on that with Senator Foley. And it's still pending. It got stuck in committee because of the insurance piece. We're looking to remove the insurance piece and hopefully move forward with it. And we have some support. At the time, it was a real partisan problem. But now we have support from both parties. And I'll be working with Mr. Hochman with the governor's office, hopefully to get that moving again. Because for those of you who don't recall or don't know what we were doing at the time, we had lost so many students, and we had such an issue with heroin back 6 years ago before it hit the rest of the state. And so we were kind of, you know, really proactive at the time in trying to get legislation to mandate that the state give parents the right to keep their kids in detox facilities, because right now parents do not have that right. And that was the problem with some of the students that we had here in Sachem. And it's named after a young woman who, right after graduation, died because of difficulties with detox and an overdose. And so her family graciously allowed this law to be named in her honor and in her memory. And we had the press conference at Sachem East High School, and that was back in 2010. So we're looking to get that moving again and working with the governor's office to do that. And so that was actually an exciting meeting because we feel like it's been stalled for so long, and now we have interest in it again. We met with Carl Marcellino. He is the chair of the Education Committee now that John Flanagan has moved on to his new position. I don't know if you know Carl Marcellino. He is a no BS kind of guy, and there's no schmoozing with him. He says it like it is. He recognizes the issues that we face here in Sachem. He has said that the elimination of the GEE and the restoration of funds really is not as much as people are saying it is, because many areas around the state have already had much of their funding restored. And he is insisting, you know, he's also saying that going forward that the budget will not pass unless the GEA is eliminated. Let's see. We met with the chief of staff for the Assembly Speaker, Carl Hastings, and he also was on board. And then, like I said, Sue and Kelly and I had private meetings with Senator Boyle and Senator Croce. They came off the floor to have spend some time with us. They were really busy, but they did take the time to spend with us. And just, you know, last week some of you were wondering what it was that we were doing there, and specifically, you know, to Sachem. But, you know, there are districts around the whole state that are suffering as we are, and maybe not as much as we are, but it was really about fighting for all children and funding for all children. And the bottom line that I just wanted to let you know that we were really seeking that foundation aid must be increased by $700 million to cover the difference between the zero tax cap and the 2% tax increase. And so we're fighting for, you know, again, all the children. And then in particular, we went to our own Sachem representatives to personalize it. But again, and I've said this before, and you all know this, they know what we're going through here, and I know that, you know, you're all, you know, you're in touch with them all the time. But, you know, just to make that personal connection that we were there, and, you know, the photo op, which, you know, they always like. They include that with, you know, all of their publicity, and we like it as well. And we also wanted to let them recognize, you know, that there is such an impact with this near zero tax cap, and that, you know, at this point, the true two is, you know, what some of the legislators are calling it, would be more beneficial, even though, you know, a few years ago, 2% seemed devastating. Now, of course, that's something that we would like. And then the last thing that we were fighting for, or I shouldn't say fighting for, but advocating for, we would like to see kindergarten mandated, fully funded kindergarten mandated, and to provide universal pre-K for all children, fully funded, no more unfunded mandates to the school district. And, you know, I always say when I do my little spiel, you know, we'd love to see all children participate in UPK, but we shouldn't be worried that we'd have to give them a one-year sabbatical when school districts can't afford kindergarten and they go directly to first grade. So it was a really successful day, and I look forward to moving forward with this, the forum and this virtual lobby day. I think that's going to be a great way to get the kids involved. So I'll be sending out all the emails to everybody tomorrow. Okay?
Thank you, Dana.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You have no discussion tonight? Then? No. Okay. Visitors? Any more visitors? No. Okay. Future agenda items? No. Okay. Next meeting is the 16th, 7:30 here. Need a motion to go into executive session for?
For the purposes of collective negotiations and discipline of a particular employee.
Okay. Motion, please. Sal, second. Rob, all in favor? Opposed? All right, we're in exec. Thank you.